Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? Is it true? Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh. I do. Ooh.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got the Pogo crew here beside me, Lower Class Jeff and Sean motherfucking Bedlam. We're gonna get to Peter and the Test Tube Babies, banned from the pub. All right, that was Peter and the Test Tube Babies on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Banned from the fucking pubs.
Damn right. I'm Andrew Bedlam. That's Lower Class Jess.
And I'm Sean fucking Bedlam. I wasn't here.
That's right. Sean Bedlam. Last but not least.
Sean, I was pissing.
You weren't pissing. This is the first song, man. This is the first song.
I thought I heard you guys talking before.
Yeah, dude.
Whoops.
Okay,
well, first song, second show, in case you can't tell. Not in the slightest.
Shit.
Getting drunk, getting tipsy, getting ready for pogoing in the park. Going down August 4th, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. You know, a foundation against children's cancer.
Children's cancer.
Yeah, benefiting children's cancer.
Benefiting. That's there you right. go. That's yeah. how you do it. Yep. So make sure you guys come out to that. Once again, that's August 4th. Going to be in the North Catasauqua Park.
North Catasauqua
Albert James
Park.
Almost.
Make sure you make note of that.
Not east, not west, not south.
North Catasauqua. There's multiple
go
parks
north.
And caddies.
If you have a compass.
That have concerts.
If you have a compass, then
we just don't want
use that compass
to get
and walk
confused.
North.
So this is basically pogoing in the park, you know, Pogo Fest. Book them,
Pogo
and
Fest.
They will
like
come.
That's a good name, too.
But I was watching Wayne's World 2. Wayne's World 2. It is Pogo in the park. That's what we gave to Alex's Lemonade Stand. That's what we
wait, so is it Pogo in the park?
Pogoing in the park.
Pogoing.
Yeah, pogoing
or
in the park.
Or pogoing in the park.
Yes, and this is going to be a super secret lineup for the time being. We have five or six bands confirmed. We're going to have at least 10. It's a 10-hour event. There's going to be...
Get there early, because there's going to be a lot of fucking great bands.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to be raffles and fucking 50-50s, all the money going to fucking cancer.
And it's not all about drinking. I mean, and it's a free park.
Free beer. Well,
it's a park,
BYOB.
Too. So, I mean, like, it's kid-friendly.
Yes.
Bring your family. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to get hammered. Drink a couple beers. Bring the kids.
Bring your family earlier rather than later.
Yeah. Earlier rather than later. But, like, it will
definitely,
be a,
I've got a couple oi bands, skinhead bands already confirmed. So bring the family earlier.
Sheena's going to be going nuts for them.
Sheena's going to be nuts at the end of the night, right? But, yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. Going to be a lot of fun. And make sure you guys come out there. Support it for a good cause. Going to be an all-day outdoor show. Going to be huge. Going to be fun.
It's worth it. Just come out.
Right. And it's fucking free.
And you also, guys,
you can donate money. To pogo out cancer.
Music.
You also got almost 3 months to like get ready for it. So
exactly.
No excuses.
August. It's in August. Beginning August of August. 4th. You got some time to prepare.
It's going to be a midsummer party. Outdoors, in the sun, on the grass. Let's get dirty. Let's
That's
take
right.
you guys to my world with the crack. All right, that was The Crack on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep these tunes moving right along with Cox Bar.
We worked our way up from Eastern pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing champs, Western clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 great cars, drinking hotel bars, even making money in bed. They wouldn't be no loss, they ain't worth a toss. It's about time they all dropped dead. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them, short and tall, watch them fall. Come on boys, take them all. Well tough shit boys, it weren't our fault, your record didn't make it. We made you dance, you made your chance, but you didn't take it. Well I gotta go, make another deal, sign another group for the company. I don't suppose we'll ever meet again. You better get back to the factory. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them, show them tall, watch them fall. Come on boys, take them all.
When's your birthday, Jess? When's your birthday?
June 5th.
Oh, so you're older than me by 3 months.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a little old.
Yeah, you guys
I wouldn't know what it's like to be old.
Tell
I wouldn't
me
because
what
I'm
it like
I'm,
to be old.
I'm young at heart.
I'm turning 32 in November.
32.
There you go.
See, look, he's
damn,
he's
so
the
I'm
old
the baby
guy here,
in the
me.
Room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are.
That's right. I'm usually the middle one, but now I'm the baby.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
When I was in school, I was always a baby, though, because I just made the fucking cutoff September 4th. I was like, yo, almost every goddamn year, my birthday was either the day before school or the day of school.
No, I was the baby because
fuck
I'm a June
that.
Girl, so I turned fucking, you know, the age at the end of the school year.
But I thought, weren't you older than everyone, though?
No.
No? Oh.
No, I was younger. I was younger than everybody.
There you go.
Because everybody turned, you know, you're a fucking senior.
Yeah.
Your birthday's in January. You turn 18 during school year. Yeah. I didn't turn 18 till June.
Yeah, that's the last month of the school year.
The
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
older
so
than
I'm
most
old.
Of people
yeah.
in school.
I don't
hey, fuck
like
school.
Be,
I don't want
to
so. Talk about
yeah, but see, I didn't turn 18 until I was out of school. I turned
because
18.
Why are you guys
September.
Talking about
yeah.
school?
Yeah.
school.
All right. Enough about our ages,
yeah,
which is so interesting
yeah,
for the Pogo listeners.
Anyway.
Let's stick
I was trying to change
that.
The subject, Pogo people.
Some of that old school British oi. And let's head out to Oi the Album.
Yes.
With Chaos and
Woo-hoo!
The Foreskins.
You fucking Foreskins.
Damn right.
Why burns dropped down?
All right, that was the Foreskins coming off Oi, the album. Now, we were talking about, you know, some comps and some of our favorite albums in the last episode. And I mean, I'm going to look at comps a little bit more. I really think that, like, that's really one of the main ways I got into punk was just through comps. That's how you found out about the band.
Or like bands that are lesser known.
Absolutely.
That want to fucking
get
known.
Comps are the number one way
to find out about bands.
Find bands that you've never heard of before.
Fucking gems.
And it's great. That's why you want to be on them. Because we have a band called Pogo City, right? And like we get bigger than whatever other band, and we're playing out in California. We're selling this comp. And then
like,
we're also selling all those other bands.
Exactly.
Like, it's awesome. So
I just want to take a personal moment to mention like fucking Anti-Citizen. Those guys, they fucking kill it. They are on a lot of comps. They make their own fucking magazine.
DIY.
And,
fuck yeah.
You know, they're just fucking always there.
Strike three, issue three out now. Haven't gotten
and
mine.
And great guys.
I will say, I made a post on Facebook.
I want one of those zines, too.
I made a post on Facebook. I took a picture of the first two. Mm-hmm. And I said, still waiting for my issue number three. And he said, he hit me up right away. He was like,
come on, CJ.
I was like, dude, just come over and bring it to me. He was like, all right. So I was trying to see if he could come over tonight, but he couldn't. Maybe he could come over next week. I don't know.
Next week's my daughter's birthday.
At
some point, he'll be here.
Yeah,
he's been coming for the past two years, though.
So he's always been coming. You know what I mean?
Come on, the pressure's getting. Yeah. The pressure's going. Come on.
But yeah, I mean, Oi, the album, definitely one of my all-time favorite comps. And of course, the Pogo Attack. And another big one for me, Punks Unite.
I was about to say Punks Unite, and I couldn't remember what the fuck it was called.
Yeah,
was
Charge
like
Records.
The ones where you see everyone, the back of everybody's head.
Yeah, Charge Records.
And they're in like
the street and shit.
I was like, what the fuck is that one called?
Yeah,
Thank you for letting me remember.
Fucking, you're welcome.
That
was the first release Jake and Charged Records did. Was that? But the first like bands, like single bands, like you know, like independent, like you know what I mean, was the Oi Scouts. That was the first
thing Charged put out
after the fucking comp.
Exactly, yeah.
How awesome is that, right?
Seriously,
fucking Oi Scouts. Okay,
Oi Scouts.
We're gonna
those motherfuckers. Love them guys.
Yes, great guys. Yes. What the fuck was I? There was something. Are they playing? No, they're not playing anywhere anytime soon.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so, Andrew.
I don't know. What the fuck was I thinking about that we had to say?
Andrew's
something?
Drunk.
I am getting a little drunk.
Not as drunk as last week.
I've only had three Svedkas now. Last week was more like five.
You had probably six before we even started.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty drunk last week. But
it's still successful, so.
Let's get to the showcase showdown. Now, here's Rip 'Em Off on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
You've never heard this?
Down, the revolution lies ahead. Working at a register till all day. Well, it makes you wanna kill. There's no blood to be found on the street outside or in a retail chain. Instead, steal goods from the stockroom each and every day. They're stealing all your time. So what are you gonna do? Rip 'em off, rip 'em off, 'cause they're doing it to you. Rows and rows of cubes and gas sucking all your energy. Always watching you like a hawk, no way to get away. They think you should be honored to be working in their office world. Instead steal all their trade secrets and sell them to another firm. They're stealing all your time, so what are you gonna do? Rip 'em off, rip 'em off, 'cause they're doing it to you. Comes 8 to 6. 40 years are all ahead of you. Conditions make you sick. What a dead rat in a can of day. While a foreman's turned around, consumers will all soon revolt and drop the business into the ground. They're stealing all your time. So what are you gonna?
funny, right? We're talking while the mics are on. I don't know how we got to the subject.
Oh, no.
But we were talking about hanging out at Chad and Thora's and what they were saying about...
Love those guys, by the way. Total sweethearts.
Absolutely.
The most humble people in the world.
They should be... I think they'll be over here next weekend for Ava's party.
Shit.
So, but we were talking about, we were out their house and fucking we were talking about Frank from 21 Rounds and they were saying how they love reading his Facebook posts because they were the most miserable things they have ever read and that they were, it was beautiful punk rock poetry.
Beautiful punk rock poetry.
And Chad was reading them as if they were poetry. It was fucking beautiful. Fucking hilarious.
Yo, poetic period.
I'll just throw this in there. I used to work with the dad.
We love you, Frank.
In case
you hear this, we do love you. You're like one of our favorite people.
Now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't mention it, so fuck it. I'm not.
Yeah, so he's like, never mind. So I'm like, never mind. I know. I think about this, right? And I think about shit that like we said and did on here like fucking 2 years ago back when we had like 4 listeners and it was like you, me, Jess, and someone else. And like... And
Jessica,
I'm like,
rude girl Jessica.
Yeah, rude girl Jessica. And fucking, it's like, fuck, dude. I think about some of the, I was like, oh, we did some dumb things on
Oof.
Here.
Oof.
And go back, it's like, damn.
Whoops.
But you know, it's a time capsule. And I'll go back and I hear some of them sometimes. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like hearing
did we
songs.
Really just do this? Did like, we really just do this?
It's like hearing songs from back in the day. And you hear like risky lyrics. And you're like, oh.
It's not
good
even
thing
the
songs
you're playing
in the
80s, necessarily. It's the things we were talking about in between songs, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, God, did I really just tell the world blah, 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 blah? Yeah. Especially now when
we
I look at these charts.
Maybe, yes.
And
no.
I see like the thousands and thousands. And I'm like, oh, wow, God. And I'm not ashamed of anything, but it's like, ugh. Jeez, not my finest moment. But you guys can go back into the archives over
there. But that's, you know, seeing, you know, the Pogo crew at in its raw form.
Absolutely.
That's DIY.
Go back and listening to the embarrassing moments.
Because
there's plenty of awesome moments, too.
That's what we were
the embarrassing moments are awesome for everybody else, just not me.
You get to laugh at us.
Yeah.
We're fucking retarded idiots. Like, who wouldn't want to fucking laugh at us?
Dude, I remember we would have cameras, like phones out sometimes, right? And we had to stop that shit. Because back when we did the sports show, we had cameras up because we used to do it on video. Sports show, we'd just be smoking cigarettes, drinking beer. Pogo would come around. It would get a little bit more wild. There's videos while everybody's talking. You just, like Jessica, we're talking to her, got a mic in her mouth while she's passed out on the ground, just like mumbling. And then like 10 minutes later in the shot, we're talking. And like you just see Jess in the background crawling on all fours out of the room, drunk, puking, crawling down the stairs. It was like this shit's getting out of hand. And then motherfuckers, we'd have the mics muted. And motherfuckers would be like talking shit on somebody or something. And like people wouldn't know. We'd see it the next morning. We'd be like, yo, take that shit down. Let's take that shit down right now. No more cameras. No more cameras. Like we had to make it a full like no cameras in Pogo City Radio for
a
while.
I'm a new member just so you guys know. I recently joined. That was not me. But anyway.
But let's get back to the tunes.
Yes. Tunes always.
A classic requested by Lower Class and Jess.
Yes.
Here's My Age.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep these tunes moving right along with the UK subs. Yes! That was the Descendants just before this.
Sorry. That was...
All right, we got some UK subs. And now this next one comes with a special dedication to everyone out there like us, the real working class.
Working
motherfuckers. That's right. Supporting yourself, going out there, getting them jobs, making that money,
making
doing
that
the
money
grind, going out, partying, pogoing, and handling
like
your
we are
business.
Right now.
Handling your fucking business. That's
Jam.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Coming straight out of Bergen County. You know I'm talking about the motherfucking wretched ones. Here's Overtime.
I had to
shape I'm in, I better wake up and do it all again. It will never stop, not before I drop. Act like I feel fine, I gotta keep working. Overtime, I gotta work. Working overtime, I gotta work.
for the working class. Now, I had to listen to that song. I'm going to be honest and say I definitely probably listened to that whole album, We Don't Belong to Nobody,
once every day this week. Exactly.
So I listened to this song at least 5 times, if not more. Sean, did you listen to this song this week?
Yes, I did. I listened to it yesterday.
Absolutely. How about you?
Of course.
All three of us listening to the Wretched Ones over time at work. All I listen to at work is the Wretched Ones, Blanks, Niblick, and the Descendants' first album.
We're fucking, I mean, minus the Descendants, but we're obviously like a PA, New Jersey fucking area radio show. Yeah, and we were all about our fucking New Jersey bands.
Damn right.
There's so many. They're so fucking
good. And they're all the best ones.
They're so fucking good. Yeah.
They're all the best ones.
So good.
I mean, I know there's other scenes out there and shit like that.
That are really good also.
The 90s New Jersey scene is the best.
Oh, my God.
The 90s New Jersey scene is the best.
Delve into it. Oh, my God.
Like, fuck off.
You'll get lost.
They can go to town with anybody. They can go to town with the 90s New Jersey scene is the best. The 90s New Jersey scene and the 70s New York scene, those are the best ones.
They're fucking great people.
Yes, exactly.
Great fucking people.
Exactly. Like, everybody in the New Jersey scene. All the bands that we love, they're all awesome.
They all talk to everybody and hang out in the crowd.
They hook everybody up with free merchandise half the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Plenty of those bands, you walk up to them, you talk to them for 10 minutes, and you try and buy a t-shirt, they'll just fucking give it to you.
Yeah, or
because
be like,
they're just happy you like it.
Some pins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, t-shirts are kind of pricey.
I missed the beginning of that conversation.
See, once you have the radio show, then they start giving you the t-shirts.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean, man?
No. I might start drinking vodka.
Yeah.
Sean
He's
drunk.
Like, you guys seem a little drunker than me.
Riggity, riggity,
you guys are slurring a little bit more.
But,
well, Sean, what?
But seriously, like, New Jersey bands fucking represent.
They're great.
They're great bands and they're great people.
I always say the only music I listen to is from New Jersey. Like, I play other shit. I have to think of other shit to play.
His favorite bands are New Jersey bands.
If I just played my favorite bands, it would be all New Jersey bands. It would just be, like, the Bristles and Dysfunctional Youth.
Oh, the Bristles.
And Blank 77 and the Wretched Ones and Banner of Hope
and
the Oi Scouts and
Niblick.
Come on, I've done shows where I just play music from New Jersey. You'd be losing out on a lot of good music, too. Come on, the 90s fucking Jersey scene is the shit.
I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm not talking shit. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of other good music out there that you'd also be missing out on.
Sean's like, you know what, Jersey kids? Fuck you.
But you know what? I can honestly say that I like 90s New Jersey Oi a lot better than I like Oi coming out of fucking Europe now.
Oh, dude, I like... Oh, especially
American Oi is fucking kicking it right now. It's fucking kicking ass.
Thundering Glory.
Thundering Glory. Fucking Legion 76. Yep. Oh, my God. There's so many.
We've been playing them.
Cinder Block. They're fucking great. They're a great fucking band.
All right. Well, I know another band you two are hot and bothered by is the fucking Chernobyl Babies.
They're from Michigan, Grand Rapids or somewhere near Michigan.
Yeah, they're from Michigan.
What is that border? What's their main export?
Do you know?
Cars. I think they make cars out in Michigan.
They make cars.
But
they
I mean, didn't all those businesses fail though? Like, all right.
But the Chernobyl Babies fucking kick ass. Also, they're a
great
band.
Chernobyl Babies.
They been
listen to the
for
Chernobyl
that long,
Babies.
But they're worth a fucking listen.
Well, here's a listen now.
There you go.
With Class of 04.
Oh, I'm not here to fight a war. Not here to blame the government for problems anymore. I just wanna get in the pit. Pogo around, not giving a shit. They say it's wasted living, but it's what I'm living for. Whoa, I'm not here to fight a war. Not here to blame the government for problems anymore. I just wanna get in the pit. Pogo around, not giving a shit. They say it's wasted living, but it's what I'm living for. They say it's right.
the government for problems anymore. I just wanna get in the pit, pull around, not give that shit. They say it twice, I live it, but it's what I'm living for.
Chernobyl, yes. Babies. Motherfucking Pogo City Radio. We were talking about the Hudson Falcons. Let's get to it now. With Like a Motherfucker. That was the Hudson Falcons. Now, we're going to head over to a punk core record. You know, we were talking about the 90s jerseys. I guess this PDX punk right here. 90s Portland.
Yes, Portland, Oregon.
Let's get to the first track off the first LP. One of my favorite songs to play on this.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
Fuck them all. The ain't worth it. For lower class chess.
Yeah.
Now, Jess and Sean, we're about to fight over the death. Fight
yes.
to the death.
Yes,
over what
Throne.
Defiant song we played. So we're going to do a teaser. This one's for Sean. You got it all wrong.
Oh, I love this song.
Fuck these in Utah.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
That was Defiance coming off the first
I'm
album.
Drunk.
Sean is fucking drunk, apparently.
Apparently.
Now, let's take another quick second and remind you guys about Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand, charity benefiting. kids. It doesn't benefit kids' cancer. It benefits research for kids'
yeah,
cancer.
It is
a benefit.
It does the opposite
for research for cancer.
Yeah, that's
what
we're
not trying to raise money
for cancer. We're actually trying to
go
raise
cancer.
Money against cancer.
No. It's not that at all.
So yeah, come out and raise money against cancer.
Raise
with
money
us.
To fight for the cure.
There
for
you
cancer.
Go. Pogoing.
Pogoing for the
cure. That's right. You're going to hear all types of cliches like that for the next fucking
three months.
We're pogoing against cancer. We're pogoing for a cure. And we're pogoing for the sake of motherfucking pogoing.
We're just fucking pogoing.
Because we like to
for
pogo.
For anything.
Because
right.
we pogo.
We're
and we pogo
pogoers.
In the goddamn park. And that's the North Catasauqua Park. The
North
one.
Catasauqua Park.
Not the east one. Not the west one. Not the southeast one.
North.
The North.
Fucking North.
The North
Park.
By Northwest or the South by Southeast or any
Kanye's,
of those
Kanye's
again,
and Kim's
we
baby.
already established that Sean's drunk.
Yeah.
It's the North Catasauqua Park.
Over to Baca, so this should get a whole lot
this
better.
Is going
to
get a lot interesting. Maybe a Pogo 3.
All right. Now, we played Cockney Rejects in the last show, and I love the Cockney Rejects, especially classic Cockney
Who
Rejects.
Who doesn't?
But I love this song, and I've said it before, and I played it a couple weeks ago, and I'll play it again, motherfucker, because I think this song kicks motherfucking ass. Here's the Cockney Rejects.
I may have f***ed up here.
Here's the Cockney Rejects.
Maybe a little.
With Fighting in the Street. So, side note, while the mics were muted, while the Cockney Rejects were kicking motherfucking ass. Hell yeah. Yo, the guitar riff in that entire song, the solo, all of us were just here like, oh,
just
Jesus.
Fucking jamming.
We
were all
playing
just rocking, our air instruments.
Playing air guitar and shit. It was fucking great. But for whatever reason, we fucking brought up the Lunatics and Dino.
Oh.
And back when we had Dino Sex here quite a few times, we had Dino Sex on the phone, and he's hung out here.
Such
a
great guy.
Few times,
such
you
a
know
fucking
what I mean?
Great
fun
guy.
Times. Fun times. But quiet. Not the greatest person to have on radio. He's
but
a little quiet.
He played my drum set.
He's
though.
A little quiet, but he's a good guy.
But one thing we actually did get him to talk about
was the fucking Lunatics.
How can you not talk about the fucking Lunatics, man?
Yeah, in the Hate It movie. That's like the only thing he would talk about. He was like, I love the Lunatics.
I love the Lunatics too.
Right in the fucking Hate It movie, all right? And, fucking, hey, what about, we're talking about Hate It, but I haven't seen it. Does anybody know anything about this, The Allens or whatever, this new one that they
just played
in
Philly?
Yeah,
there was like last,
I think I saw it on Cody. I'm going to have
like
to go watch it.
Last month, they premiered that movie, and it
and
was
like
all
the Kung
about
Fu necktie or something.
Yeah, it was down in Philly somewhere.
Yeah,
they did a movie all about like the Allen.
Yeah, it's like Merle and his mom.
Yeah, like the Allen family, more or less. And I don't know too much more about it. I wanted to go see it, and I
now I seen the cover on Cody, but I haven't watched it. I'll have to check it. But we actually got some autographs, 7 inches hanging on a wall from Merle. He sent them to us for playing some of their songs without Gigi. Because, they don't really like being, like, having the whole... They like people knowing that they've been a band for the past 20 years.
But they're not about it
right now. And have, you know, put out songs. So, he was real happy that we were playing some of the newer shit. Sent us over some 7 inches. Then when Dino was here, he signed them up. Dino didn't sign them. He covered the entire cover with paragraphs of writing and gibberish that I don't... even understand what it says. The covers,
it's fucking Dino.
They're just covered in fucking writing from Dino. I don't even know what the fuck they say, but we didn't have them queued up. But all this talk about Dino, I'm sorry, I gotta play some motherfucking
Murder Junkies.
And I'm gonna see if I can find something off Brutality and Bloodshed for All, and I think I might go with the title track of Brutality and Bloodshed for All, the last track on the last album. Now, all right, well, now that I finally fucking found it, let's get to some motherfucking G.G. Allen coming off the final album, which was recorded before he died and put completely together before he died, but not released till after he had died, a couple months later. Here's the last track, the title track, G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies, Brutality and Bloodshed for All, featuring Dino Sex drums.
the shadows within my soul.
All right, that was G.G. Allin and the Murder Junkies. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We are already past the hour mark, which means we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. But got to remind you guys to go over to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. Hook us up with a donation. Help support the show.
Anything. Even, yes. You know, $5.
Fucking ain't right, $5. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll
that's
take
less
five
than
bucks.
Cigarettes. Come on.
Yep, you guys can go over to GoFundMe.com. Hook us up. We're trying to go live. Trying to get some new shirts. And come hook us up. Support the show. And if you can't, go to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. Remember, you guys can always just give us a share on Facebook, Instagram,
Anything. Whatever.
Anything leave us
helps.
A comment.
Oh, yeah,
give us a
websites.
Follow. Do something. Pump our egos a little bit more. My head still fits through the doorway, and it should not, people.
It should not.
It should not. All right. But thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to get out of here with this next one. Gonna say goodbye. Catch you motherfuckers next week. Have a great weekend. Remember to come out to Pogoing in the Park August 4th. Stay tuned for one killer fucking lineup for an all-day outdoor show.
Later, yes. Gators.
Yep. Were you out, Sean?
Fuck off.
Sean's a little drunk. Here's Punk's Attack with P-O-N-X.
Thank you. Thank
A-X.
You.
Twitter.com.